in the same thought, he says, all that the Father has given me shall come unto me. Now, I like to speak plainly. And I want to tell you, my brethren, I've heard some of the so-called great evangelists in my days, Gypsy Smith, Billy Sunday, Billy Graham. I do not believe that their preaching and their carrying on great so-called evangelistic services have ever added one thing to the salvation of any person, no matter how long and how earnestly they preach. The only thing that can bring you to the knowledge of yourself is the Spirit of God. And who are those that are born of the Spirit of God? Those that God chose in His Son before the world began. Well, listen to what Jesus said. You know what He said. You've heard it. He said, I came not to do my will, mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Then He tells us what the will of Him that sent Him was. He says, of all that the Father had given me, I shall lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. And so, brethren, there is the truth of it. There is the truth. Then my mind goes on to another scripture here, somewhat in the same line, I believe. He said, who maketh thee to differ? Who maketh thee to differ? What hast thou that thou hast not received? Think of it for a brother, my brother, and my friends and sisters, that you that have been brought to know the truth as it is in Jesus, who made you to differ? Was it while you were working? While you were alive? Paul said he's been alive once, you know. Was it when you were alive, in a sense, and Paul says? Was that working your work made you to differ? What hast thou that thou hast not received? All those who have been brought out of darkness into that marvelous light, they know that a power beyond their own control, beyond themselves, that was the power that made them to differ. That was the power that turned them around about, made them to hate the things they once loved, and perhaps love the things that they once hated, if they knew anything about these things at all. That's the power that does it. And so, my brethren, these are the things that we have to preach. These are the things that comprise the gospel of the Son of God. The apostle, this same apostle said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. He didn't say anything about the power of God and the works of men unto salvation. No, but it was the power of God unto salvation. But now I wouldn't undertake to try to convince any of you this morning that this is the truth. But I am bound and forced to leave the whole matter in the hands of God, in the hands of the Spirit of God. And if you know, you've been taught that you were a poor, hell-deserving sinner, and you mourn on account of your sins, and you know that in the sight of God you were nothing, less than nothing, but a lost sinner. And if then, after a time, in large time, he relieved you of that and gave you hope, that's what I have to depend upon. That's what you have to depend upon. And my brethren, I've never seen one yet. I don't believe I've ever seen one yet that has told an experience of grace, has talked to the brethren and loved the brethren. But when the salvation by grace is preached, when the power and the sovereignty of God is preached, when God has the rule and the control over heaven and all the things in the earth, they will say amen to that. But you begin to talk about the unregenerated, that's what they are, never been born of the Spirit. When they begin to talk about the sovereignty of God, oh, they're even denying, you know, that for these many years now that God created the heavens and the earth and God found man, formed man of the dust of the earth. They deny those things. But now you talk about these things and say God didn't do it to one who's been born of the Spirit, and he's ready just to jump right up and say, well, I know you're wrong, because I know the power of God, I know the sovereignty of God. And so there we are, my brethren. But now to get on a little bit farther, he said, enticing words, a man's wisdom, that your face should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world, they come to naught. Among those that are perfect, it cannot mean anything else, it means those who have been taught perfectly the grace of God, who have been brought out of darkness and into the marvelous light. among those that are perfect. He preaches this, as I've just said, preaches this doctrine, and they hear it, they believe it, and rejoice in it. Now, he said also, well, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world began, before the world unto our glory. It's a hidden mystery. It's a wisdom. It's a hidden wisdom. It's a hidden mystery that no man can by searching find out. God is so much higher above us. The Spirit of God, the power of God is so much higher than we are in our flesh. Like we can't search by search and find him out. It says, who by searching can find out God? Who by? So the apostle was not interested in preaching to the world. Now I know that I oftentimes try to speak, try to preach before people who don't believe, but I have not the power to make anybody believe. I've never tried to convince anybody against the will that what I have preached is the truth. And yet, my brethren, the very next time I get up, I will, as God has enabled me, to stand there and to still contend for the very same things that I believe that I was taught now, more than probably 60 years ago now. Yes, about nearly 60 years ago now, I'm contending, my brethren, for those things I feel that I was taught in those days. They've never grown old. Well, sometimes I haven't been able to talk about them. You find you sometimes can't talk about these things too. But nevertheless, Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I would, my brethren, I pray that the Lord might enable me as long as I live. He had to weak in my flesh and perhaps in my mind. But I pray the Lord to enable me to continue to contend for these things, the power of God, the sovereignty of God. And declare unto you, the brethren, wherever I go, that salvation is by the grace and by the grace of God alone. Now, just a few more words. I guess it's getting late. Well, I've got a little bit more time, maybe, the Lord willing. The apostle drew the difference between what he preached and those who believed what he preached. That it wasn't by wisdom that he presented these things. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Don't you love, my brethren, to know? Don't you love to read the testimonies of the apostles and the prophets and all those, that the things that God has done didn't have their beginnings in time? No, but they were all in the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God before the world began. And even here, as I read, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Think about it. Which none of the princes of this world knew. You know, it is commonly said, it is commonly believed by so many people, that God wants everybody to believe. God is doing all he can to cause everybody in the world, all men, to believe and to receive it, to accept it. But you know, that isn't the way God works, my brethren. God doesn't, just as I have sometimes expressed it, whether it's the right expression or not, God doesn't just throw out or cast out the truth, the doctrine, the gospel into all the world, hoping that it will alight upon everybody, hoping that everybody will believe. And some people preach that it's there for you. God sends it forth, the preacher preaches it, it's up to you. Now, my brethren, that isn't scripture, that isn't the doctrine, that isn't the gospel. But the gospel is, my friends and brethren, that God sends forth his Spirit into the hearts of everyone, of those that he chose in his Son before the world began. He sends forth that Spirit, and he teaches them. And that same thing, a person may be sitting under the sound of the truth, and it will enter, as it were, by the grace of God into the hearts of one, pass by another, and hit another, and maybe hit somebody else, enter into the hearts. And it's all by the grace of God. It's all by the teaching of the Spirit of God, so that God knows his people, every one of them. Jesus knew those who were his disciples before he ever spoke to them. He knew them. Yea, the apostle, you remember, said, I believe it was Peter, that said that there was some that was preaching an untruth in the church back there, saying that the resurrection was past already, disturbed the brethren, disturbed the church, caused confusion. And the conclusion was, the apostle, as he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. So, my brethren, what a great comfort it is to know that even now today we're getting, we call, short of preachers. We begin to think about and wondering about what the purpose of God is. We just have to keep on wondering until God is pleased to reveal himself. But don't worry, you won't, I'm sure, because you believe what I believe. I'm sure of that. What the scriptures teach, there won't be a single one anywhere in the world that will fail to hear the Spirit of God when it speaks in his heart. And God brings him to the knowledge of the truth, whether there's a preacher within a million miles of him or not. I believe that, brethren, because it's all the work of God that you believe, and not the work of the preacher. So there's much more to hear. As written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them to love him. Well, that the flesh of men is in pretty bad shape, isn't it? Let me read that a little slower. He says, well, for which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So, these things were hidden by the Spirit of God, hidden from those, the princes of this world, and therefore they didn't know that they were crucifying the Lord of glory. They didn't know that. Apostle said, if they had known it, they would not have crucified it. So I have long since been brought to this understanding, that God hides the truth from some, he reveals it to others, and only to whom he reveals it is it made known. Now think about that a while. He said, I had not seen, nor had heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them to love him. We're in bad shape, aren't we? Yes, the gospel may be preached, but the eye hasn't seen it, the ear heard it, neither hath entered into the heart of the things which God had prepared for them to love him. I had not seen it, but he said God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So the Spirit separates. It's a great separator of the believer from the unbeliever, from he that works his own ways, he thinks, into salvation, into favor with God. And those whom God brings out of so great a trouble and tribulation into the marvelous life. And he said, no man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man that's in him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. I don't want to go into that. I need not to, except to say this, that we have in each one of us, in our flesh, we have the Spirit of man. That's in us, the natural Spirit of man, and we know natural things. But now as we come forth from the womb, as we come forth as babes in this world, we do not have the Spirit of God in us. It has been said that some years ago, we heard some say that the Spirit of God was in some way or the other put in every conception, and that it just simply stayed there, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew, until finally it came forth as a full-fledged child of God or something to that effect, but it isn't true. Jesus said, except a man be born again. Now we come right back to that. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now he said here, what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Confirming just what I've been telling you. We know the natural things by the natural spirit of man. We only know spiritual things by that Spirit of God. But the apostle said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Every one of you know the difference between the spirit of the world and the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And this is the only way, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Well, it's getting late. I'll turn over and just make a remark or two, if I can, on this that I read, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, For whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Well, you know that, as we've already referred to, that the apostle went forth preaching after he was commanded that he was a chosen vessel, that and the Lord sent him forth that he should testify these things. And he went forth preaching Jesus and him crucified. And in Jesus, in those things which Jesus meant to him as his Savior, it was only in him the things that Jesus accomplished for him that the apostle gloried. Yes, he would not glory. He didn't want to know anything about anything else save Jesus Christ and what Jesus had done for him. And he was made aware of it and being brought into that spiritual understanding, the spiritual kingdom. And so, my brethren, these are wonderful, deep, glorious, wonderful things. And I hope that the Lord may be pleased to open these things up to us. Because that these things of the scripture and some of the things that I've been talking about may be, one described as breads scattered upon the waters, wasn't it? That they should return after many days. May the Lord be with you. Bread cast upon the waters of water. Stand if you will too.
Some blind.